You have 10 performances in Germany. Nuremberg is your 5th stop. You have been to Germany last year with your last album. So what did you like that you returned?
It's serious music for me to make. So I quite like it if it's taken seriously. There's a lot of the lyrics on my album which are questioning things, and that's the way that I write songs. And that's why I came back to Germany, because the audiences have been very responsive.
You have very much experience on the stage and in the studio. Do ever unforeseen events occur to you?
We came here last time. We came to Nuremberg last time, and our truck broke down. So we didn't have no equipment. Somebody nearby has a equipment company, and they brought in everything we needed. We had to borrow guitars. That's quite weird, playing somebody else's guitar. I've never had that happen to me in my entire life.
Please tell about your song Long Shadows that gave name to your new album.
Long Shadows, for instance, is something that I wrote when I was thinking about Bob Dylan. The idea that there are people in our lives which, you know, leave a big footprint behind. I mean, they create long shadows. They're sort of very important. They're important in our lives. People like Dylan, certain politicians, certain intellectuals, you know, some people leave a long shadow behind.
And next to your shadow, your daughters Jess and Dee Dee were contributing to your album as background singers. How was the work with them?
Yeah. Well, they can both sing. And I just jokingly said to them one day, well, when I make the next record, you can come and sing on it. And they both went, oh, ha, 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 ha. Yeah, sure, Dad. And I said, no, seriously, do you want to do that? And they went, oh, yeah, 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 can we? So they came in. But it was great having them on the record.
You had a lot of influence on the sound of Dire Straits. How would you describe the influence that Dire Straits had on you? Is it also vice versa?
It's quite important. I mean, it's my musical legacy. If I go and make a record, I make a record the way that Mark and I would make a record together. Obviously, I'm singing. So that's the big change for me, is the fact that I've moved from the back to the front and also actually enjoying it.
And you're not only a musician, but also a painter.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, when I get home, I know when I finish this tour, I will certainly go back into painting a lot, you know, because it's a way for me to just relax, you know, and do something completely different. I like doing different things. It's more scary doing a painting exhibition than playing. I kind of feel I know what I'm doing here, but with painting, I'm still not sure.
How did your career start? What was the very beginning?
That's when I started playing, when I was about 14, but I taught myself. I wanted to join the school band, and they said, well, we've already got 2 guitar players, we don't need another one. And they said, well, you play the bass then? And I went, okay, not knowing what I was doing. So I taught myself how to play the bass, and here we are, still playing the bass 50 years later, and singing now, and producing, and dealing with family and horses and dogs, everything, all the other bits of life. It's a big life. Enjoy your life. It's a good one.
Franziska Munkert, Kulturredaktion.